All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. I talked to David Mosikin today, and we might have a Commerce Casino tournament coming up.
Well, I should certainly hope so. It's been I think it's been too long since we've been to the Commerce.
Yeah. All right, gang. It is a little bit after 9 o'clock, and that must mean news with Robin, everybody.
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, so much going on.
Yeah, there you go. All right, what's in the news there, Robin?
Well, let's see here. Former President Bill Clinton traveling around the country right now to help his wife win the Democratic presidential nomination. But his repeated returns to his own administration have, again, raised questions about whether he is helping or hurting Hillary. Here is a clip of Bill's latest slip-up, and apparently there's been a few, but this one's pretty special.
All right.
C-161.
All right, C-161. And this is Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the whole Clinton deal. All right, here we go.
So, Hillary says, in 2005, the United States Congress adopted the Bush-Cheney energy bill, which gave $27 billion of subsidies to nuclear, oil and gas, and coal. The only thing that was justified was clean coal, because countries are going to keep using that. We have to figure out how to take the carbon dioxide out of it. The rest of it was waste. If you will let me, I'll repeal those subsidies and put them into a strategic energy fund that will create American jobs for America's future.
Finally, the man has said what we've all been waiting to hear.
If you elect me.
Well, he's in the mode of campaigning, but wow, that's funny.
He didn't even correct himself.
I don't think he even knows that.
When you elect me.
Yeah.
When you elect me. And by the way, and then he went on, I will repeal those subsidies.
Oh, he's really in the campaign.
Because it is him.
Well, in his mind, I guess.
He has not been frank with America. But he's running for president of the United States.
Right. He can't say that, though. But by the way.
He did.
Yes, I guess there it came out. But people should smarten up to the idea that we will have him back, and he was a great president. So, you know, these people in Texas and Ohio better do the right thing and vote for Hill Dog, because we're going to get him, too. I mean, imagine the expertise that we would have. Can you imagine the expertise we'd have in the White House with both of them?
I don't know. It's sounds like Hill Dog's flaming out.
No, she's going to be fine. This race is not over. There's Texas. There's Ohio, two very big states. And she's doing very, very well in the polls, very healthy. And then Pennsylvania is a huge state. They haven't voted. If she can win these states, she'll be the nominee.
There's a poll, a national poll, that says Obama's ahead by 16 points.
I haven't seen that poll.
You know who did that poll?
Who?
CBS.
Whoa.
Company you work for.
Oh, well, I haven't seen. That's right, actually. I haven't seen our company's poll, but it wouldn't surprise me, because the momentum has shifted to Barack Obama. But Hillary should be the candidate. She has just. I don't want to go on and on again, but she has the experience. She'll bring her husband with her, and he was a great president. So we'll have a lot of.
That's so classic. When you vote for me,
if you elect me, I will repeal those subsidies.
And he's up there. And can, you know,
for the first time, we've heard exactly what America's been thinking for the last year. He is running for president of the United States.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear it. Okay. This is, what was the number there, Robin?
C-161.
All right, this is, listen carefully. President Clinton is running for president of the United States for a third term.
So, Hillary says, in 2005... the United States Congress adopted the Bush-Cheney energy bill, which gave $27 billion of subsidies to nuclear, oil and gas, and coal. The only thing that was justified was clean coal, because countries are going to keep using that. We have to figure out how to take the carbon dioxide out of it. The rest of it was waste. If you will let me, I'll repeal those subsidies and put them into a strategic energy fund that will create American jobs for America's future. With energy.
When you elect me, right. I will.
That's right. I will do this.
Jesus Christ. Now, if Michelle Obama had said that, people go, what?
Right, but she wasn't president for eight years. I mean, this guy's been president for eight years. He's out on the campaign trail. It's all very...
All right, everybody's enjoying themselves. Yeah. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, Brian might want to cover his ears, but some people do think that Hillary Clinton's campaign is on its last legs.
Uh-oh.
After suffering a string of defeats of her from her rival Barack Obama, Clinton has now made the decision to go negative in an effort to halt Obama's rising momentum. And we have a clip of Hillary's new attack campaign, H-141.
All right, here's Hillary attacking.
Hey, let's just get everybody together. Let's get unified. The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing.
That's funny.
And everyone will know we should do the right thing and the world will be perfect. Maybe I've just lived a little long, but I have no illusions about how hard this is going to be. You are not going to wave a magic wand and have the special interests disappear.
Go get him, Hill Dog.
There she goes.
See, that's the stuff she needs to do.
She should have done it a long time ago.
She's got experience over him. He's got 3 years of experience in the Senate. She is a candidate who has seen firsthand how difficult that job is. She knows firsthand how government works. She has fought for reform her entire life, for children, for women, for poor people in our country. Come on, Texas.
All right. Russian national anthem. Or was that the Soviet national anthem? Soviet Union national anthem.
USSR.
I would ask, by the way, when I'm talking about Senator...
We don't play the Soviet Union national anthem?
Senator Clinton, that you pick another piece of music to play if you can. All right? For the future.
I like that music, though. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes. CNN anchor Anderson Cooper had an awkward exchange with co-host Erica Hill.
Oh.
The other night, Cooper, who has alluded to being gay in the past...
Oh. Has he on the air? He's alluded to it?
He's alluded to it. He was on the cover of The Advocate at one point.
Well, there's a boom.
Makes allusions.
There's
when
a little hint.
In the past, made another insinuation to this effect on his show the other night. And here's a clip of this incident.
A-119. Anderson Cooper, man.
Moving now to our What Were They Thinking segment. Now, we just want to preface it by saying, I don't think anybody's really upset about this one. Just a little surprised. Somewhat intrigued, even. Flipping through the recent Pottery Barn Kids catalog, because I get a lot of those these days. And Anderson, check out what I saw on the very same page. There it is, an Anderson diaper bag, right? Mm-hmm. A blanket right up there that says Cooper. And then I thought, if that wasn't enough, hey, look,
hey.
It's a blanket that says Erica.
Wow.
I mean, all on one page, I thought this is a little funny, and I showed it to my husband. He didn't think it was a coincidence, by the way. And then look at this, a couple of bundle me's, Erica Cooper.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
How about that?
Did your husband get a little nervous, a little jealous? Maybe?
He wasn't, no. I mean, I hope you don't take that the wrong way, but, you know, he's
yeah.
confident.
Clearly doesn't have anything to be nervous about. Erica, thanks.
What did he say at the end? Clearly what?
Clearly doesn't have anything to be nervous about.
Oh, is that what he said? That's great.
Oh, that's funny. That's
good. All right.
Yeah, he's gay. Fair. I work with a gay dude on CNN.
I don't know if he is or not.
Larry's going to start insinuating. Because, you know, you've heard the rumors for years about Larry.
Larry's gay?
Uh-huh.
No. I don't think any of those guys over there are.
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter if Wolf Blitzer.
They just do good, honest reporting.
That's right. They do. They do good reporting. If Wolf Blitzer is hitting the stick or, you know, John King, senior CNN, White House
correspondent. It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
All right. What else in the news, Robin?
Well, finally, a little clip you might enjoy. French actress Marion Cotillard took home an Oscar last night for Best Actress in a Leading Role. Marion Cotillard. She portrayed Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose.
What's his name again?
Marianne Cotillard.
Mm. She's very hot.
I don't, very gorgeous.
I have no idea who she is or who any of those people were on there last night, but she's very hot.
Never heard that name before.
Absolutely.
What movie
striking.
Was she in?
La Vie and Rose. She portrayed Edith Piaf. And we have a little bit of audio of Miss Cotillard describing how it feels to have an Academy Award. I should say that English is not her first language.
Oh, that's hot. But that's hot.
O-134.
O-134. Anitri Kobar?
Marianne Cotillard.
There you go.
I'm totally overwhelmed with joy and sparkles and fireworks and everything which goes like bomb, bomb, bomb.
Oh, boy.
Oh, she's cute. She's cute. She doesn't really know how to express her joy. That's cute. You know what I'd love to do immediately after that?
One.
You know, that's hot to me.
When she goes, bomb, bomb,
yeah,
bomb.
I'd like to just grab the skirt.
Let's hear it again. All right, bomb, bomb, bomb. What's her name
again?
She
looked so hot. She had like a white, like, yeah, you know.
She had like a mermaid gown on.
Yeah, she looked hot.
The name is Marianne Cotillard.
I'm totally overwhelmed with joy and sparkles and fireworks and everything which goes like, bomb, bomb, bomb.
All right. Sounds like she's buzzed.
Is she? Well, come on. If she had just won an Oscar, she's buzzed. That's a natural buzz, I think,
know.
You're listening to.
Do Oscars, I mean, does it mean anything anymore? I guess it does, right?
Well, they've done it in 80 years, you know.
But does it mean as much as it used to?
I think it does. I mean,
in Hollywood?
I think it still matters.
Does it really?
Because, look, if you... That chick, Marianne...
Cotillard.
Thank you, Robin. She will forever... Forever, and you and I have never heard of her, and certainly I didn't see the movie. I didn't see any of these movies that were nominated. Forever, she will be. Her obituary will say Academy Award winner,
right?
And she is.
And yours won't. So what?
Well, okay. I'm not a working actor. I mean, she'll forever. She'll work forever now. I mean, she's an Academy Award winner.
I don't know.
Of course she will. She'll always get offers for movies.
For what?
Because she won an Oscar.
I know, but...
So in the beginning, in the trailer, it can say Academy Award winner.
Marianne Cotillard.
Right.
Marianne Cotillard.
Marianne Cotillard.
All right. Good luck, baby. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
All right. Robin in the news, everyone.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
All right. Real quick. Hold on one sec, Robin, before you get out of here.
Yes.
You're doing a little moonlighting on the weekends, huh?
Whatever are you talking about?
You know what we're talking about. We got a piece of audio. Robin is working, making some extra bucks on the weekend.
Right.
Sunday night, working for a church calling bingo numbers.
I don't think it's quite that funny.
How long you been doing this?
Oh, you know, I've been doing it many years. It's something I enjoy. It's something, it's just a hobby, just a little pastime.
All right. We got some audio of it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she sits in front of 90-year-old women calling bingo.
For how many hours?
Oh, gosh. Well, it depends on how big the pot gets. It can be anywhere from an hour to, you know, 4 hours.
Okay. All right. Here's Robin, a little sample of her calling bingo, everybody. If you got a bingo, Jones, you'll love this.
Okay, grab your blotters, set up your good luck charms, and let's get the blower fired up for a session of Moonlight Bingo. You all can have a maximum of 4 hard cards per round. We've got a nice cookie jar up here tonight, starting with $50. The lucky number for tonight is coming up the ball lifter, and out of the ball gate, number 69. Oh, that's right. Oh, 69, the same both ways. Your place or mine?
Right.
Lucky number 69 wins the cookie jar. 69.
Jeez.
B11. Oh, legs 11. Aren't they lovely?
Jesus Christ. Got all that dumb lingo down.
B4.
And after!
Well, the crowd seems to know her.
I guess
her
so.
Ad libs.
G50. Hawaii 50. B7. David Beckham.
A slice of heaven.
I-29. You're in your prime. N-33. Dirty knees.
Oh, jeez.
I-23. The Lord is my shepherd.
Oh,
I-22.
Toot-toot.
O-75. Granddaddy of bingo.
Jesus Christ.
B-9. Oh, Good thing it's not Malignant.
Do you do that drunk? Do you do that drunk?
No, it's just we're all on the same page for bingo. We all just have a great time.
All right, Robin calling bingo, man.
So embarrassed.
Hope you make some money on that.
Thank you.
All right, there she is, Robin, everybody, with the news. Yeah. There she goes.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
P9.
All right, I got something for you here, my brother. A little politics and a little craziness.
Oh, I like that.
You'll enjoy this.
And I like the politics. All of it.
All right. Hayden Panettiere.
Come again?
Hey, Gina will know how to pronounce
his name. I think it's Panettiere, actually.
Panettiere?
I think Panettiere.
I don't know who she is.
I've heard that name somewhere.
The star, 18 years old. Here's one undecided voter.
Okay.
Who expects to be wooed. Heroes. She's star of Heroes.
Oh, she's star of Heroes. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Panettiere. How do you pronounce that name? Gina. Hey, Gina. How do you pronounce that name of the star of Heroes?
Hayden.
Hayden Panettiere.
Panettiere. All right. All right. 18 years old. And she's, let's see here, at an Old Navy event, January 30th in Los Angeles. She told Us Magazine.
Sure.
You read that?
I don't read it regularly, no.
She was not prepared to say who she was going to vote for.
Jesus Christ.
She doesn't know which candidate she supports yet.
Well, the California primary already happened.
I know, but I mean nationally.
Right, but she obviously not tuned in.
Yes. Well, no, she wants to, you know, support one of these two people. And this came out January 30th, too. But she wants to support one of them.
Oh, I see.
You know, go out and give speeches and crap like
that. Oh, she does?
She said, quote, "I had a conversation with Barack Obama. I'm waiting to hear from Hillary Clinton."
Oh, God almighty. Keep waiting. Sit on the phone.
"I had a conversation with Barack Obama. I'm waiting to hear from Hillary Clinton."
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
"And the most pressing issue for her is not Iraq and it's not the economy." What do you think it is?
Getting a call from Hillary Clinton?
No.
No, not Iraq or for her. I mean, this has got to be way out there. I will take a stab at this. However, for her, the most pressing issue
on the planet.
For her, it's, I bet she'll say maybe homelessness or something like that.
It is not. But we have a pass for two to see Witless Protection in theaters now. Larry the Cable Guy is a small town sheriff who unwittingly gets involved in a high-profile FBI case. And for the first person can tell us, Hayden Panettiere. Panettiere? Panettiere?
Yeah, say Panettiere. It again, Gina.
How do you say that?
Panettiere.
Panettiere. Her first and biggest issue is not the economy and it's not Iraq. What do you think it is? Wow. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I don't want to go into the craziness here.
By the way,
of this young lady, she's only 18 years old, so I got to cut her some slack.
Well, she's a nut. I mean, she talked to Barack Obama. What is Barack Obama calling 18-year-old television stars trying to get their endorsement? And I'm waiting.
Yes, she is. He is.
Well, then he's a lunatic. By the way, that's another reason not to vote for this Barack Obama. Let's get Hillary the nomination. Good God. Barack Obama is calling TV stars. He called an 18-year-old star from the show Heroes to talk about what?
All right. What is her most pressing issue? The star of Heroes. It's not Iraq. It's not the economy. It is not homelessness. All right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And the winner is going to see a Witless Protection. Look at that.
Are you insane?
No, I'm Larry.
You like that clip, huh?
Are you insane?
No, I'm Larry.
He's a big
fan of...
By the way,
I love that guy.
Big fan of Larry. You know, my wife loves Larry the Cable Guy.
But honestly...
She watches the stand-up and everything.
In 2008, a script is written for a major motion picture, a major studio film.
Right.
And it has this joke in it.
Are you insane?
No, I'm Larry.
Yeah.
Are you insane? No, I'm Larry.
Right.
And no one scratches that out.
No, I think they're making fun of the fact that it, like, is it like an old joke? I think that's the joke. You got to see the movie.
All right.
Hayden Panettiere, her biggest issue on the planet. Issue. Leslie in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. I think her biggest issue is wildlife, like animals. Like
no, it's not the animals. That's well, you can be. You have to be more specific. It is wildlife, but it's more specific than that.
Oh, I might know. I'll be quiet, though.
Corey in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Wow, since I heard that, I don't know. Health care of animals, I guess?
Health care of animals. Not there. Health care of animals. Hey, does that squirrel over there have a PPO? Is that Fox with Kaiser? Does that panda bear have eye insurance? Not quite. Raphael in San Pedro, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
Can I change my original?
Sure.
Probably health care for animals.
Oh, Bob Boom.
Oh, my God. I think I know what it is, but I can't guess, right?
You want to write it down?
But, yeah, I do. I do want to write it.
All right. Lance in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Is the Witless Protection starring Brian Witless? Or
right. Okay. So, dude, were you in my second grade class?
Almost, man.
Yeah, are you still in the second grade?
Hey, we got global warming for the actress there.
No, it is not global warming.
And it's not what I thought.
And it's not a vegan lifestyle.
Yeah, I thought
either.
It was when you mentioned animals and everything, I thought maybe it had to do with, like, you know, veganism or
Hayden
something.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, man.
From my Heroes. She has heard from Barack Obama. Thank God he's reached out.
Well, look, I mean, he's...
And now she's waiting for Hillary Clinton to call.
Right. Well, but
I'm waiting for both of them to call me. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for McCain to call me, too, and Huckabee. I'm waiting for all four of them to call me.
So Huckabee.
And Ron Paul, I haven't gotten a call from that guy, either.
You're going to... Or Ralph Nader, did he call?
At least she got a call from Barack Obama. I get no calls. Nobody's calling the house.
I got to say this about Barack Obama. This is why people need to support Hillary Clinton. This man has limited experience... He should be calling, name off the top of my head, Norman Schwarzkopf. These are the people he should be talking to. He should be talking to Jimmy Carter.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, really?
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
This dumb actress?
Well, how do you know she's a dumb actress? Maybe she's very bright. All right, talk to Dan in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, dude.
Writer's strike.
No, it's not the writer's strike. Oscar in Pacoima, you're on 97.1.
She wants the dogs to get neutered.
That is not correct.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Nick in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1.
All right, can I give you three?
No, give us 50.
All right, just three. Okay. All right, rapist?
No. Bob in Corona, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi. She supports dolphins. She's that person I was over in Japan and
all
actually
right.
got, I think...
She may support dolphins. It's not what she said in this article, though. In this article, she says, and I'm quoting her,
All right.
The most pressing issue for her is not the Iraq war or the economy. It's blank. One word. Let's talk to a Jacob in L.A. You're on 97.1.
I was going to say sea life.
Well, what? Be more specific.
Well, I was going to say dolphins, but I guess somebody else already said it.
What are some other big fish?
Not sharks, but tortoises.
Nah, who's saving the sharks?
Oh, I think I know.
Paul in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
I originally called to say dolphins, but I figure it's killer whales.
All right, we're going to give it to you. It's not killer whales,
it's whales.
Yeah. Her biggest issue is save the whales. She said she'll vote for anybody who saves the whales.
Please, folks, let's calm down with the crazy ass. And I guarantee you that when she had her, and God, I hope it was brief, phone conversation with Senator Obama, he said to her on the phone, yes, I will save the whales. You
know? Save those whales.
He got into it because he's pandering to her.
Save the snails.
What, does he want her on the – he wants Oprah on the campaign trail?
I don't know.
I mean, good God almighty.
Who knows?
Vote for Hillary.
Oh, it is so nuts. I mean, even as you know, as hot as she is, she's 18 years old.
Hillary? Oh, I thought she was talking about Hillary.
No, this Panettiere. I mean, even though she's that hot and she's 18 and she's got a great job, she's probably making a lot of money.
She's dumb.
I don't know if she's... I'm not saying she's dumb. I'm just saying...
I think she is.
All right, well, that's your opinion. It's not mine. But I'm just saying that it's probably around the house, she's probably a little more intense than you would like a wife.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And give her...
She's sitting around trying to save the whales and picking up the phone every 20 minutes going, is this you, Hillary?
Right. You know what she probably does? She probably picks it up just to hear if there's a dial tone to see if it's working. You know, see if
Hillary has not called her yet.
Hillary ain't calling.
Get on the phone, Hillary!
Dum-dum. Hillary's not calling, dum-dum.
She should call her. Save those whales. F Iraq. F the economy.
No, Hillary, by the way, is into saving the whales and the environment and all of that. Absolutely.
Well, then, why doesn't Hillary call her?
She's got other things on her mind, I think.
Yeah, like the concession speech? Working on that?
No. That would be premature, Tim.
My fellow Americans.
No.
Where's she going to do it, you think?
New York? I'm not thinking about where she's going to do it.
Let's say she loses. Let's say things don't go her way. Where does she
usually
give the big speech?
Oftentimes, people give their concession speech where they announce their candidacy. They go back to
which was where?
She announced, I believe, in New York, obviously.
Huh?
Downtown. Somewhere in New York she announced it.
Where, sweet spirit?
How are you?
Real quickly, I went to an eye doctor today. The picture on the wall, one of the pictures, many pictures there.
Yeah.
Kenny Kingston.
How are you?
He gets his eyes done there.
How are you? I go here for my eyes. Sweet spirit. Was I wearing glasses or contacts?
I saw that and I almost split.
How are you? How are you, doctor? By the way, he has a catalog. If you interview Kenny Kingston, and John and Jeff often do. How are you? The first 20 minutes of the interview is he does like shout outs to his doctors. Because, you know, usually
people, is that right?
People who are older have a lot of doctors.
Oh, Bobo. All right, let's take a break. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show at 10 o'clock. We're going to do Stump the Monkey. I see Sam Simon walking around. That means he's brought some cash.
Yeah, man.
Maybe Malibu Dan can win some money on Stump the Monkey come 10 p.m. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.